All right, welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program, Drug-Free Communities of Fond du Lac County, holding a community forum tomorrow to educate adults about the opioid and heroin epidemic. We'll talk with Alex Berg with Drug-Free Communities about that forum coming up on the final segment of the show. A trial date for a federal lawsuit challenging Republican-drawn legislative boundaries in Wisconsin has been set for April. A federal judge said yesterday the trial would likely be held in Wisconsin's gerrymandering lawsuit in April, so the U.S. Supreme Court can consider the case as early as next fall. Joining us on this segment of the show, the director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be with you again. Thanks.
Pleasure having you on the program. So is it definitely set for April, or is that just hopeful that it's going to be held in April?
Well, it is the day after April Fool's Day. April 2nd is the date. So, this is the same three-judge panel that in 2016, November, 2 years ago, struck down the Wisconsin gerrymandered map. So I assume they're quite serious. And as your listeners may recall, this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court of the United States this past June declined to take it, claiming that the Wisconsin plaintiffs, the people who were suing to overturn the Republican maps, didn't have proper standing. And so what happened is the lawyers went back, and now they have gathered 40 plaintiffs who will be able to testify directly that they were harmed by this redistricting process. And then the process then would be that it would go to the court for arguments in April, and then, as you mentioned, probably have a decision by the fall of 2019, about a year from now.
All right. So this case, so the idea is that this this panel could make a ruling sometime this, if they hear it in April, then their ruling would be sometime in the summer, and then it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court sometime in the fall?
Correct. And the three-judge panel, I assume, unless things change, would kick it up, and then it would be appealed to the United States Supreme Court again, probably, and then the U.S. Supreme Court would then consider whether to take it in their, I guess it would be 2020, the fall of 2020, which would be the spring of 2020, and then whether or not that would be in time if the United States Supreme Court ultimately decides that the Wisconsin maps were unconstitutional to redraw the maps for the 2020 elections. One thing we know, this is not going to affect, obviously, the upcoming November elections at all. It could possibly affect the 2020 elections. And then in 2021, Greg, Wisconsin and every other state in the country has to undergo the process of redistricting anyway. That's mandated by federal law. So we would have probably even different maps in place, aside from whatever United States Supreme Court decides in 2020.
What about the Republican-controlled assembly is seeking to intervene in this case? What is the likelihood that the panel will allow that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if any minds would be changed. I don't know this for a fact, but I assume that the same three judges that were on the panel in 2016 that heard the case would be on this panel as well. And that's one federal judge from three different court jurisdictions. The Republicans would seek to intervene, which means to head off the lawsuit and end it. So I don't know what the outcome would be. My guess is that that would be rebuffed. That's just a typical legal ploy that is employed by, you know, any side or any defendant in a case like this.
All right. What about the North Carolina redistricting case?
Yeah, that's the other one. And that is also, we're waiting now to hear whether or not The Supreme Court will decide to take that case. And that case is similar now to the Wisconsin case in the sense that that has plaintiffs in each of the 13 congressional districts in North Carolina that have demonstrated or would demonstrate injury by the partisan gerrymandering. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court said that they were looking for. Now, so that case could come up prior to, well, obviously that would be considered by the Supreme Court before any Wisconsin case. And depending on the decision, that could have an effect on what happens for the country and for Wisconsin. Of course, the one wild card we don't know about is that Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was considered the swing justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, opened to possible arguments about partisan gerrymandering, is gone now. He's been replaced by Brett Kavanaugh. So the question is whether or not there would be a majority on the U.S. Supreme Court, a 5-4 majority, to overturn the North Carolina and the Wisconsin case. We don't really know. One question that's come up is whether Justice Roberts, who's the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, would then become a sort of swing justice and be open to arguments. You know, this isn't settled in the courts. And that's why I think the most important thing we can do in Wisconsin, if we want to end partisan gerrymandering, is to adopt a new process for 2021, to be sure. And that would be the process that they have in Iowa, which would take it out of the direct hands of legislators drawing the district lines.
Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin. Jay, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks so much, Greg.